This is the Soccer Nomad Podcast. For this episode, I'm watching a Liverpool-Manchester United game with both sets of supporters. Atlanta supporter groups have started doing away days where groups travel to other bars to watch the game together. I went with the Atlanta-Manchester United Supporters Club to Meehan's downtown to watch the game with LC Atlanta in January and had an awesome time. Both groups were loud, passionate, and intense, so hoping to capture some of that today. The Atlanta-Manchester United Supporters Club and LC Atlanta have both been kind enough to come on the Soccer Nomad Podcast, so I'm looking forward to seeing old friends and catching up. United won both league games last year, 3-1 at Old Trafford in the fall and 1-0 at Anfield just after the new year. In the September match, Martial got his first goal for the club after Benteke had scored an amazing goal to narrow the margin. In January, David De Gea made a series of saves to keep United in the match before Rooney fired home with just 10 minutes to go. Liverpool got a small measure of revenge by defeating United in the Europa League 3-1 on aggregate. This season, Liverpool have gotten off to a great start and went into this round fourth in the table, winning 5 of the first 7 games, including wins against Arsenal, Chelsea, and Leicester, drawing with Spurs, and losing to Burnley. United had a nice run early in the season, but since then have struggled, losing to City and drawing with Stoke, with a big win over Leicester in between. United entered this weekend 6th in the table, and the Europa League campaign has been underwhelming, to say the least. So I'm almost at Fidel Midtown to meet with the United supporters. Last year, this match was a morning game, but there was still a great crowd. Today's match is a Monday afternoon, so I'm interested to see what the numbers are like. We're here at Fidel Midtown with Barry and Steve. We're the leaders of Atlanta Manchester United Supporters Club. We are having a beer ahead of Liverpool Manchester United. We're getting ready to go on a train, go meet the Liverpool guys. Why don't you guys sort of bring people up to speed on what's going on with the club and that sort of thing?
Yeah, sure. So we're really happy. You know, this is our second season now that we've been going, and our first full season, really. We've now got about 800 members on the Facebook page. We've got a regular crew of fans every single game, anywhere from say 50 people up to 200 people for the bigger games.
Yeah,
so we're very excited.
Yeah, I was here with you guys for the FA Cup final, and between that and the trip last year to the Liverpool game, two of the best fan experiences I've ever had. The Crystal Palace game was awesome. They were set up in the little round room, and there's a little bit of banter, and there's only a couple of them. And how many would you say were here for that game?
That was probably, I'd say, our biggest turnout ever. Steve was at the game. What did you do at the game, right?
Yeah, I was at the match itself. Yeah, 200 people.
The fact that we had the Palace fans got a bit of rivalry going. They were singing, they were wrecking their heads. We obviously came out on top. Brilliant scenes. Let's hope we can get something similar today.
Yeah, so today, yeah, you guys have been doing a lot with game day stuff. Any sort of big events on the horizon? I know that...
We've got an announcement coming up next couple of weeks. Not going to say anything now, but right. Something big is coming up.
Yeah, so last season, you'll remember, it was early part of this year, actually. Remember, we brought Norman Whiteside over.
Right.
Fantastic weekend. And so that was the first of our United Legend weekends. And so we'll be announcing another one, probably in February again. But we'll be announcing that over the next few weeks. And we've got a legend lined up. And it's going to be another fantastic one.
Awesome. I know, Steve, you've been doing some, getting some of the raffle stuff. Barry, you and I tie events.
Soccer in the streets.
Yeah. Fundraising events. Rooney, you guys contributed a signed Wayne Rooney jersey. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So raffles every week. Nice crowds. So it's a good experience. So Liverpool, Manchester United. You guys have been like lifelong fans. Maybe quick memories. Favorite Liverpool Manchester United game.
Well, it's the biggest rivalry that we have, really, and like I say, we've been going to this forever. So that's great memories, man.
I've been in Anfield the away end 3 times, and definitely, with the exception of Champions League final in Moscow, probably my biggest favorite United memories, beating Liverpool away. And it was actually funny because our allocation was cut in half because the year before they said a couple of us were standing up. So they cut our allocation in half, so we only had about I think it was like a 1,000 United fans, and we still gave it socks.
And what year was this?
What was this now? It's probably about 5 years. Yeah, probably about 6 years ago or so. You remember Raphael scored, chipped over the back, hit the post and in?
Yeah.
I was also at the winner when Vanisri scored a penalty that took a lifetime to take. And that was in the Anfield Road end, that's where all the United guys are. But those away games in Anfield, like we're going there today, I know it's not the same, but we're all there over in the States, so this is the best we can do to try and replicate it. We've got into the lines then today, and hopefully we'll make victorious.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Because I couldn't live at the shit off those eyes.
Well, the last three times we've been down there, Barry, we've been
there. We've had, yeah. Me and you have been down there the last 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
The first year was just myself and Steve, the only two.
Yeah.
Last year, we had a good crew.
Yeah.
And it was actually the first time we were down there, actually, it was a funny story. Roy Evans was over.
Ex-Liverpool
manager. Roy came up to me after, because I'd met him the night before at a dinner, and he smacked me in the back. I actually got a bit of a shock, and he goes, "You're a brave man, Barry, coming down here." But he was actually a lovely fella. And that's after, and he did an interview after in front of everyone. He said, "Look, you know, I were a better team today. We would have been lucky to get a draw, but we didn't." So at least he was honest.
Yeah, it was a class act, actually. And we were doing the St. Baldrick's thing.
Yeah,
well. Yeah, he cut my hair. I heard
he was actually cutting the hair.
He cut my hair.
Awesome.
Yeah, we gave them a haircut, and he gave us a haircut.
Yeah. So, Steve, favourite memories of this game for you?
Well, lots of classic memories, obviously, over the years. But I tell you, mate, the one that stands out for me most recently was really last season, when Benteke was playing for Liverpool. He scored that scorcher of a goal. Well, I was at that match, and I was at the end where he hit that goal.
Right.
And mate, even though he was a Liverpool player, you just heard it. I mean, I'm halfway up the stadium, row seat, and it just connected him. Bang, scored it.
Right.
But that was nice. But the thing that got me, that was Martial's debut goal, right?
Yeah.
So we're all hype around him and everything, and it was a great match end to end, and just to see that goal from Benteke, which was fabulous,
right.
And then to see the man score. He was on the other end. He saw him, going for it. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's one of my most favorite recent memories.
Yeah, because I was getting ready for this, and guys have been posting sort of this, Liverpool Manchester United YouTube clips, and I was thinking about the O'Shea goal.
Yeah, and I remember that well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then for me, it was like 97. This was like height of the Spice Boys. And, I went to Anfield and just like David James, Calamity James, that was like one of the few games I got to see like in the mid-90s because of pay-per-view and, we didn't have the access. I remember seeing that game. I was like, that was like amazing because that just killed Liverpool, set United on. And then of course the Diego Forlan one where Jersey Dudek spilled it. And then,
makes it
got the chin out of it.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
When Diego Forlan was on, he was on, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of players that you look at and they go, oh, he was a flop, but it's still a good signing by Ferguson because you look what he's done after. Some players just can't adapt to the Premier League.
Yeah.
But it's a pity because he could have been, if he had his form in Spain, if he had that in England, it would have been unbelievable.
But I think what got in the way also was just this perception, because I think at the time he was our most expensive player, right? I think we paid 28 million for him. I think if memory serves me right.
It wasn't the most expensive, but he was one of them.
Yeah,
he was high priced.
I think if memory serves me right, I think it was like 28 million. So with that price came a lot of expectation, and that's not too dissimilar really to what's happening right now, right?
Right.
He
started so slowly, but then once he caught fire.
Yeah, he was on.
I remember it took Andy Cole 10 games to score or something like that.
Yeah.
And then look what happened to him. Everyone's going to waste the money, 7 million. But
yeah.
We'll come good.
Yeah. So, anything else going on for the club? Talk about social media, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do, you know, we've mentioned a couple of times I've been away at these games. One of the things that we really do, which is really successful, people really enjoy it. So, 5 big matches every season, Arsenal, Liverpool, City, Everton, Spurs. We take anywhere from 10 to 15 people to Old Trafford. We give them experience. Fantastic trip. There's a kind of experience you couldn't get any wrong. We've had quite a few people from Atlanta coming on that tour recently, so that's really good. And one of the things that we're, again, you mentioned it before, every week, well, pretty much every week, we're doing a nice raffle. Signed shirt, signed football boot. Just really to get the spirit of the whole thing going. What do you think, mate? Anything else going on?
Yeah, no, we're ticking along well. It basically looks after itself now. It's become a family that if Steve's not there, I'm not there. It still runs pretty smoothly, which was our goal. And as Steve mentioned there, the tours, all in association with One United, we're on the map, actually. I'm not going to say we've done it, but we're always trying to keep building. But we're definitely going the right direction.
I think the other initiative I think I'd like to mention to people listening to this is we've really tried to make this family friendly, kid friendly. We've mentioned a lot of people coming, but we have so many kids who are coming as well with their mums, with their dads, to watch it. And this was a really important part of the club for us when Barry and I were setting the ground, the framework really for what did we want this to look like, building up that base, that United fan of the future is something which is really important to us. And so given match now, we've got 10 kids maybe?
Yeah, it's the way the pub's set up, it's great that we can, even in this back room or else in the whiskey room down there, you can get families, and it makes life easier for the mums and dads out there. They can come and watch a game and not have to worry about getting a babysitter or whatever.
So yeah. We've got to change the name, it's like the milkshake room or something like that.
Get by the red end.
Well, again, I've been joined by Stephen Barry from the Atlanta Manchester United Supporters Club. They can meet at Fidel Midtown. Social media is ATLMUFC.
Yeah, everything. Right? Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, ATLMUFC. That's where you'll find us.
Okay, so we're going to get ready to go, and thanks for joining me.
Brilliant.
Thanks, man.
Cheers.
All right.
Bye.
I'm here with Grant. Grant is the Atlanta Manchester United Club Football Club Supporter of the Year for
Supporter of the Year for 2015-2016.
So we just saw the lineup.
Yep.
You and I were talking before. So what are your thoughts? Quick thoughts.
So quick thoughts. A little bit surprised that Fellaini made it in, but he's done the job before. To me, it means that Mourinho's going to allow Pogba to float forward a bit more and maybe have Fellaini try to clean up the mess that he leaves behind him. The Ashley Young is definitely a shock selection, but as all of my brethren here know, I'm a big Ashley Young fan. I like the way that he takes people on. He's not scared to take people on. That may have been a reason for the selection, but still a little shocked as to why him over Martial, right? I mean, that's a similar role.
Yeah. So we talked, he's probably going to quasi-park the bus. I think Young is in there to protect the defense.
Probably.
Hold the fort down. So Blin starts. Yes?
Yes.
No.
I'm a bit concerned about it. There must be a reason, something to do with Shaw's fitness, because Mane could always run rampant down that right channel. If he gets into that channel, Blind, I fear, is going to have to pick up an early yellow. It won't be for a nasty challenge. It'll be for a mistimed one, and then we're really up the creek, aren't we?
Yeah.
To defend against Mane in the channel with a yellow. It's going to be difficult.
So what's your prediction on the game today?
I still think we're going to pull it out. I think it'll be 2-1 victory, and I think it'll be Pogba and Zlatan.
I know that a lot of people at the bar were talking about United's definitely going to give up a goal, so to win, we're going to figure out how to score 2 goals.
Absolutely, and it's going to come on the counter. That's what it's going to be. At least one will probably be from a set piece. We know that Liverpool are shockingly awful at defending those, and I don't think Mignolet is getting the start today, so that's good for us, Go United.
All right, so Grant's our song leader, so we're getting ready, getting our voices ready. We're getting well lubricated.
We have over 75 songs ready to go today, right?
Okay, so we're going to head down there, but Grant, thanks for taking some time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right.
right, so we made it to Fidomia Town. We're here with Stuart, who's in charge of Liverpool, Liverpool ATL. Yes?
Yes.
Sir, so let's thoughts on the game real quick.
Yeah, excited. Should be great. Thanks for everyone for coming down. We do the home and aways with all the supporters groups, so we'll be looking forward to coming to your place. Quietly confident. I think you've gone for the height and the wingers to play the long balls like Wimbledon in the 1980s. So we'll have to be on our toes to deal with that. But on the floor, playing the real football, I think we'll be right at you.
Talk about the season so far. You gotta be excited.
Very good. It's early days yet, so we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves. But yeah, to be up there and about, if we win today, we go joint top of the table. So very happy.
Talk about the club. What's going on next for LC Atlanta?
So we're planning on trying to get our next legend over. We're in sort of preliminary discussions with a few people. We've got a few events lined up for the coming months, supporters events. Support continues to grow and grow, and we're looking forward to an easy run of fixtures through to Christmas now, so that should put us even further ahead of the Man United team at the top of the table.
Must be nice to have that, not to have that European distraction, but
it is. You know, it does help, right? I mean, certainly not having the Europa League, which is a big bloody distraction because you've got to play on Thursdays and Sundays. So we're delighted to be out of that. But we'll be in the Champions League again next year, so we'll be ready for that when we get back in it.
Awesome. So you guys got a great crowd up there. So we're at Meehan's downtown. How can people find you guys on social media?
Yep, so go to lfcatlanta.com where you'll find our webpage, the official home of LFC Atlanta. We're also on Twitter, LFC Atlanta, Periscope, whatever else there is out there on social media. We're there. Just do a search for LFC Atlanta.
Perfect game. Okay, so thanks for joining us, and let's get into it.
So halftime, see the score, 0-0. It's a very tense. I was hoping for the 3-3 variety, but this game has been very tense. United definitely keeping their defensive shape. Liverpool not getting much in the final third. Coutinho is playing a very deep role, which seems interesting. It'll be interesting to see if Liverpool stays with that or they make some tweaks. Sturridge has barely touched the ball. Mane has barely touched the ball. It's been so basically Coutinho getting off the back line and then trying to create off of that. United have Flane, to be honest, has played pretty well. He's midfield destroyer, so they're trying that. Pogba has not been awesome, so we'll see if that changes. Ashley Young in there for defensive cover. Rashford not doing too much, but the back line's been solid. Once he's been able to get forward, Blin's only been caught out maybe once or twice. So, I'm not sure what's going to happen in the second half. I see this being settled by a single goal, and I think it could come down to a set piece or maybe a mistake from either team. But the atmosphere inside has been awesome. Both sets of fans are really going at it. There's a lot of tension. That tends to be what happens in these matches. There's a lot of tension. People are not enjoying the match, but they're suffering. They want to see something happen. Lots of wayward shots, lots of sarcastic clapping from both groups of supporters because the finishing has been pretty poor to this point. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Stepped out for a second, gonna head back in there, and we'll see how this finishes. Okay.
All right, so we're post-game. I'm here with Michael and Brandon from LC Atlanta. So thoughts on the game?
I thought Mourinho came with a great plan. I blitz us instead of his normal, like, hit you at the end and stuff. And I think we were missing our kind of midfield. You guys totally bossed the first half. I thought maybe the last 10 minutes of the first half we started to get back in. And then I thought the last half, I think we bossed that, I think, especially after Lallana came in. We had control of the midfield. It was just a matter of De Gea saving it.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree with Brandon. Yeah. Our midfield first half, United was dominating our midfield.
Felt like they had an extra guy in every place.
Absolutely. De Gea, great saves, though we did hit them directly to him. But still, De Gea.
That Coutinho shot, though, that's an amazing save. That's a one-in-a-lifetime save.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking, like, so Grant started, he started praising the fax machine. Because Real Madrid's fax machine basically won that game, right? So, you know, I agree that United, I thought Coutinho played too deep in the first half.
Yeah, I thought everybody played a little too deep. Yeah. They couldn't give anything.
But the second half, I agree that you guys, see, United
probably had the better the first half, but they didn't create the chances that you guys did. I mean, Emre Can could have easily scored.
Not many chances overall, though, to be honest.
I thought Liverpool had the better chances. I think United only had maybe one corner kick. You guys had at least half a dozen. But yeah, it was a very interesting game. You guys really, I mean, I think Coutinho stepped to the fore. I agree that the Lallana sub gave it that extra gear, maybe.
We had a little control. We could actually get the ball to the guys up front. It seemed like in the first half, the four guys were having to drop so far back, they couldn't get anything. And then, like, you guys were getting every little second ball, you're picking up at all. Like, we just couldn't even.
Right now, Lallana is our motor. He takes the press.
So he didn't start because?
He's been injured.
Okay.
So he was injured, and so, he didn't go to England duty. And so I think that's why Sturridge started up front instead of Firmino in the false nine kind of thing. And
I really thought Sturridge and Mane were almost invisible in the first half.
They totally were.
They absolutely were. I think it was an emphasis on Mane especially.
And they did it. They got the ball so far back. They were having to drop back to try to get it because the ball just weren't getting to them. And then, like, all of a sudden, you guys would get every little ball off of them, and every little mistake would just kind of come. It felt like a calamity.
United was the chances in the first half, for sure.
I think that's what Mourinho wanted, like, because he knew if you guys got one goal, we're chasing it, he could fucking punish us.
Yeah. So, happy result, not happy?
After seeing the first half?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So talk to me about Matip and the goalkeeper and the defender.
Rajan.
How you guys feeling about the signings? That sort of thing.
I think Matip's great. He just kind of came in. He's super calm. He's like probably one of the best defenders we've probably had in a good 10 years since Sammy Hippia. And he just kind of quite does his business. He was one of the best defenders in the Bundesliga. And now people kind of take it for granted because he was signed for free. But he was like number two or three up there with Hummels and stuff in the Bundesliga. And I think Mané, I think he would say he's been sort of like a catalyst. You don't think he's just kind of this guy, but like he kind of had like the spark to our attack. And he's maybe not solved everything, but he's kind of given us a different edge, that kind of speed, that kind of thing we lost once we lost, like, Suarez and Sterling and stuff. So,
as far as Klavan goes, I think Klavan is an amazing backup. Klopp's been looking at him for years. He was at Borussia Dortmund. And I think with Karius, I think that gives that competition between him and Mignolet. Knowing that Karius is probably going to be the number one and currently is the number one, so I think that competition has been.
Karius has some nervy moments, but as you guys know, De Gea has some very nervy moments.
His first
18 months, yeah, even the first 6 months, like you guys thought, and then he saved your bacon today, at least especially in that second half. But
absolutely.
So hopefully it'll work. I think we're still missing a couple little pieces. We're lacking a little consistency.
I think when Alden's finding his feet, I mean, unfortunate for us. He picked up the injury at international break.
Yeah.
Right.
It's good that Lallana's injury wasn't that severe and he was able to play like a good 40 minutes and he really made a big impact on today.
Absolutely.
And if you're not aware of Klopp's history, Klopp doesn't come in and do a 1 year makeover and it's happening. It's a gradual process. If you look at the history of Mainz, if you look at the history of Borussia Dortmund, it doesn't take the first year, it's several years, and it's an interesting story. If you haven't ever looked into it, it's something to look into just as a football fan. To see how he, brought Mainz up from second division up to Bundesliga, and then took Borussia Dortmund from mid-table to championship, back-to-back championship, and then finals of Champions League. So
yeah, I mean, we'll probably at some point we might look at his 2-point drop, but against Mourinho, United, it's hard to be too upset about it.
So I talked to Stuart before the game. So you guys don't have European competition. What's your expectation for the season?
We want to win the league. That's the thing. Some people will be sided with, oh, it's one top four. We want to win the league. We might take top four, but
Klopp wants to win every competition. And if you look at our lineups from EFL Cup, if you look at FA Cup that'll come up, we've got Tottenham next in the EFL Cup. He's going to put out a strong lineup.
I think that's the sort of difference between like United or Liverpool and like Tottenham. Tottenham will be like top four. We won it. Arsenal, we want it. You know, we want to fucking win.
Yeah.
And we might come short, but we're going to try to win.
So, yeah, very entertaining game today. Second half was phenomenal. We see you guys. I think you guys are coming to Fideau in January, February. So hopefully, you know, both teams will be in the top four. It'll be another good match. And,
I mean, we're in the top four. I don't know about we're in the top four. I'm not sure where you guys are. Maybe Europa's standing somewhere.
Very good. So thanks for chatting, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Cheers. Cheers.
All right. Well, heading home, what a game. What a day. Great support from both sets of fans, lots of singing, lots of intensity. Again, tension. Tension was the big word of the day. Both teams went out. Mourinho probably got the tactical advantage in the first half. Klopp, with his substitutions, a little more urgency. Got Liverpool into the match in the second half. You know, like the Liverpool guy said, United probably won the first half. Liverpool won the second half. Draws a relatively fair result. David De Gea, that save. I mean, that guy wins United at least 10 to 12 points every year. It was just a great afternoon of football. A lot of thanks to the Atlanta Manchester United Supporters Club as well as LFC Atlanta. Both groups super great for coming on. Great atmosphere, great attitude. I'm going to put the social media contacts for both groups in the show notes. Make sure you follow them if you're a Liverpool or a Manchester United fan or just a fan of soccer in Atlanta. Both groups do a job getting people together to watch games and supporting their community. So make sure you look for that. Again, all of that will be in the show notes. Both teams look ahead. You know, Liverpool's got a couple, you know, tough fixtures, but they have a chance to gain some points going into the period. Manchester United is in the middle of a very congested and tough fixture list. Fenerbahce home and away. Chelsea's on the horizon. League Cup game against Manchester City. So this will definitely, as I was talking to some of the Manchester United guys, this next month, you know, next couple weeks will definitely shape. It won't determine Manchester United's season, but it'll definitely shape where it's going to end up. You know, again, just a great day. I'm wrapping up here. I'm going to head home. But again, many thanks to both groups. And thanks for listening. And we'll do this again soon. Thanks. Thanks for listening to the Soccer Nomad podcast. Let me know what you think by commenting on the Podomatic page or giving the show a review and rating on iTunes. And help me spread the word by sharing this podcast with a fellow soccer fan. You can follow me on Twitter at AustinLong1974 and please visit my blog soccernomad.wordpress.com for posts on kits, memories, and more. Thanks again.